this again? Okay, that's it. I think this is it. Okay, good. Okay, so I guess we can start. It's 8:06. Okay, so we're on Kufei Amud Beis, which is in Ha'oreg, and the Mishnah is talking about Korea, which is ripping. Okay, so ripping, the Rambam says, and the Mishnah says, ripping is a malacha, provided that you do something constructive, productive with it. Meaning, you can rip, you know, sometimes you have to rip a seam in order to resew it. You know, like if it's not no good, so you rip the seam to resew. So if you rip in order to resew, so then that's constructive. But let's say a person would just rip for the sake of destructive, and that's considered kilkel, and he's not chayav for that. Okay? So kilkel you potter, because every malacha has to have a benefit. It has to be something beneficial and constructive. But if it's purely harmful and destructive, that's not malacha, midrashah. Okay, so you potter. Even though midrabanan, it's also to do, but midrashah is not considered malacha. Okay? Because malacha has to be producing productive action. Okay? Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hakareya bechamaso the almeso. Okay? So if a person rips out of anger, sometimes you get angry, you feel like ripping your shirt. Right? I don't know if you ever had that experience, but I have, and it can end up being very costly. But, right? But that is like a person gets angry and he wants to destroy something. Okay? So if this would happen on Shabbos, and a person would be angry and rip his shirt in order to carry out his anger, so the Mishnah teaches that you're potter for that. Because again, that is not considered beneficial. It's harmful. It's destructive. Okay, so it's not masakin. It is not producing anything positive. Okay, and likewise. Hey, what's doing? How's it going? Likewise, if you okay, so we're doing Shabbos, right? Okay, right. So we're doing Malach of Korea, ripping. Okay, so the Mishnah says if a person rips out of anger.
Okay. Did you have one there?
No. Okay. Right, likewise, if a person rips because he's mourning for a loss, somebody dies, so he's mourning a loss. So I guess if the person's in anguish, like he rips.
Yeah, isn't there a chiyuv to rip?
What's that? There is a chiyuv to rip. That's right. Okay. But we'll soon see that the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, well, let's learn that way. Okay, person, it doesn't specify. Okay, but the Mishnah gives two cases: ripping for anger because he's angry, and ripping for a loss of a person dies. Okay, the Mishnah says in both those cases.
Yeah, how are we learning? We're learning that it's because of the chiyuv of doing it, because
we'll soon see. Okay. And Mishnah learns in both those cases, it's considered harmful, it's not beneficial, and therefore the man is pata. Okay? So Mishnah gives two cases, anger and mix. Okay?
Tikkun and Negavah?
What's that?
Tikkun and Negavah?
There's no tikkun. The Mishnah learns there's no tikkun. It simply is a harmful thing, and it you're pata. Okay? It's not considered malach. Okay? Okay. Now the Gemara raises a problem, okay? Because the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Gemara says, "Veraminu, we learnt in a Braisa the exact opposite." Okay, what does the Braisa teach? Hakareya bechamaso uba avelo vealmeso chayef. Okay, so the Braisa teaches the exact opposite, that if a person rips out of anger or because of a loss. Okay, a loss of a person dies, you are chayef. It's considered malacha. Okay? So it's a direct contradiction with the Mishnah. Alright, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, okay, and it says, V'yafa pisha machala sa shabbos yasade kriya. Okay, separate point. You yotzi the kriya, even though you accomplish the mitzvah through an aveira. Okay, the Braisa teaches you. Nevertheless, you still yotzei the mitzvah.
So mitzvah above it.
It's a good question. Okay, I tried to research it a little, but let's just leave it vague at this point. Okay, so the mission, the Gemara's teaching, the Bryce's teaching, even though you did an Aveira, okay, nevertheless, you still are Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriya El Meso. Okay? Okay, but now we have a problem, right, because the Bryce is a contradiction with the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, look, Asha, no problem. Okay? Ha b'meis di day, ha b'meis de alma. Okay? So the Gemara says there's no problem. Why? Because the Mishnah is talking, the Braisa, where it says you're chayev, it's talking about a mace that you're chayev to be korea on. Okay? One of the krov, if a karov dies, so the lach is, you have a chayev to do kriya. Okay, so when the Braisa says that Kriya is a malacha, that you're chayev, what the Braisa means, in a case where it's a mitzvah. Okay? So you can see very well that if you're performing a mitzvah, it's a constructive thing, it's a beneficial thing, because it gives the person a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a benefit. Okay? So as long as the malacha that he's doing gives you some benefit, that's constructive. So that's a malacha. Okay, so if the kriya is a mitzvah, you're chayav to do kriya, and I do that kriya on Shabbos, okay, so the halacha is, I will be violating Shabbos, because that is a benefit. I got the mitzvah. Okay, but if it is not a karov, and I'm not chayav to do kriya, okay, so then in that case, if I'm just doing kriya because of myself, I decide I want to do, I'm upset, I'm sorry, I feel sad, so I do kriya. That, in that case, you'd be potter. Because there's no benefit. You didn't accomplish a mitzvah, and you just destroyed your clothing. So destroying your clothing is a harm. Okay? A harmful thing is not malach. Okay? So that's how the Gemara solves the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa.
What about the rest of the stuff? The mace, Bechamasa.
Okay. But now it still leaves you with a problem. Why? Because one of the cases in the Braisa is Chamasa. That if a person rips out of anger, that there too the man is chayev. Okay? Which means there's some benefit there. But where is the benefit? There's no mitzvah. Okay? He's just doing it because he's in an angry mood. So that's purely destructive. Okay? So, the Gemara has a lot of, technicalities, but I just want to get down to the main point. Okay, so the main point, if you go where the wide lines are, okay, if you go three lines up or four lines up, the last two words on the line, Omer Rib Avin, okay, Rib Avin says, "Hi Nami Masakenhu." Rav Avin says that if I tear, I do kriya because of anger, that is also beneficial. There's also a benefit in that. What's the benefit? He says, the ka'avid nachas ruach liyitzro. Because when a person is very angry, and he has to vent his anger, so he gets a psychological benefit. He feels good. Okay, you're very angry. You need to vent your anger, and you tear your clothing, you feel great. Okay, so that instinctual benefit, that psychological benefit that he gets, the Gemara says, that's a benefit. Okay, so therefore, in that case also, that would be considered beneficial. Okay? Okay, so the one question I have is this. That originally, right, the Gemara originally said that tearing for anger is purely harmful. No benefit.
Right? So it's in the cases.
So what, now the Gemara said, no, there is a benefit because it's enjoyable. When a person rips out of anger, that's enjoyable.
Right.
But didn't the Gemara know that to begin with? Why did the Gemara assume that if I rip out of anger, there is no benefit? Didn't the Gemara know that when a person's angry and he rips, he feels great? So the Gemara assumed that that feeling of great is not a beneficial. It's not a benefit. Right? And Rabbi Abin came along and said, no, that's a benefit too.
I mean, also, how does it reconcile it? says there's a brisa here. It says, "Hey, so according to that, the brisa makes sense, but how does that reconcile with the Mishnah, which says?"
But I don't want to get into the technicalities. That we can go back. Okay. But I just want to I just want to understand the basic thing. What the Gemara is trying to explain is the Gemara is trying to say that if a person tears out of anger, okay, originally the Gemara said that's not a beneficial action. That's destructive. Then the Gemara said, no, there's a benefit because you feel good. Okay? So I just want to know, originally, the Gemara held that that's not a benefit. Because when the Gemara says ripping is purely destructive, they know that when a person rips and he's angry, he gets a benefit, he feels good. The Havamin of the Gemara knew that. But yet the Gemara maintained that's not beneficial. In the Maskana, the Gemara says, no, that's a benefit. That is a benefit also. Okay? So that's what I want to understand. Why in the Havamina, the Gemara held the only time ripping is beneficial is if it's a mitzvah. But if I'm ripping for my own personal enjoyment, that's not masake. There's no malacha there. In the Maskana, the Gemara says no. As if I'm ripping for enjoyment or mitzvah, either one is considered benefit. So that's what I want to understand. What changed in the Maskana that they decided that enjoyment is also a benefit? That's what I'd like to understand.
Isn't hanacha also mitzvah?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there like a hanacha but also mitzvah?
Isn't there hanacha
from doing mitzvah?
Hanacha from doing mitzvah?
Hanacha. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the benefit?
Benefit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that everybody agrees. If I do a mitzvah, that's a benefit, right? The question is it considered beneficial if I get enjoyment?
Oh, no, right. The thing is, when you do the kriya, when you rip your shirt, it is beneficial, right?
In which case? In the case of anger or the case of...
Anger, because you're suppressing your anger.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is that sometimes there are different things that you do. Some people, what they do is when they're angry, they sometimes they put the pillow over their face and they scream, or they there's a lot of different things. So sometimes ripping a shirt, like doing like something that's like crazy, you just feel in that moment you're gonna rip that shirt,
right?
And once when you're done, you're like, oh, I'm feeling feeling better. Right.
So that really is a tremendously beneficial thing,
yeah.
Right?
It has to be.
It has to be benefit, right?
Because otherwise a person wouldn't be doing it, because you wouldn't rip a shirt like that unless it was either for a mitzvah or it was for a stressful situation or he was angry.
Maybe the Havamina.
That's right. So why did the Havamina think that would not be considered a benefit?
Because you might have thought that being angry and getting benefit from it is not chayav. Or chayav, whichever one it was.
Not chayav, right.
You would have thought that, so come to teach us, know that the real problem, real thing is that even besides from mitzvah, even if you were to get benefit from ripping your shirt, it has to be chayav. Okay, that's the end of the mission. Is that the most
right, problem? I understand. But in other words, what we're asking is that anytime you get a benefit, you have to be, that's considered malacha. That's masake. If I get a benefit, that's considered malacha. Right?
Right.
So therefore, wouldn't it be obvious if I'm ripping in order to vent my anger, that's beneficial. Right?
Right?
So why did the Gemara originally think that you'd be putter in that case? That it would not be considered a malacha? That's what we want.
Yeah, I feel like ripping your shirt out of anger is only like a temporary like fix, so to say. And like you're still deep down, you're really upset that it didn't really like it didn't fix
doesn't anything. Really do anything
yeah in the long
okay.
run and that's why they said that
okay that's a good point. So as you're saying, if I do a mitzvah, that is something that's
permanent.
It's an absolute, it's a permanent thing, whereas if a person's angry and he rips his shirt,
well, he's suppressing
the ripping moment. Okay, the ripping may momentarily help him a little, but still he hasn't gotten down to the core problem of the anger, and he hasn't really solved anything.
Right.
Okay, so it's like you're saying it's like an impulsive thing. It's a halfway measure, and whether it will succeed is questionable. Sometimes, perhaps the person will be satisfied. Other times, it won't do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. That's a good possibility. So what you're saying is something that's a malacha that gives a real benefit. It has to be something that you could depend on that is an absolute benefit, not something that might work but might not work. That we can't consider malacha. Very good. That's very good. Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe that, like, it's not like constructive, like, you're, it's like the, like you can do some words like nachas, or like it, like you're angry and now it like sells it down. But you're not like making. I don't know. Maybe
I see. I see. You mean you're not?
You're not constructing anything.
It's just you're removing a bad state of mind, but you're not really moving forward.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Right, I hear what you're saying. In other words, that is not constructive because it's simply you were in a bad state and now you're putting yourself back to where you should be.
Right. Maybe, yeah.
Okay, but the only thing is, the only thing I would say is that, I mean, okay, that's something to think about.
Maybe.
That's something to think about. In other words, you're saying constructive has to be something that I can say positively improves me.
Right.
But not just under the circumstances, I need this to get back to normal. Okay. That's a possibility. Okay. So what would be the difference in the two possibilities we have on the floor? In other words, according to Isaac, he's saying that inherently it's not a reliable benefit. It's not something that you can say is an absolute benefit. Right? It's something that really could work. It's not an absolute benefit. Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
It's not like an objective benefit.
It may work permanently, it may not. It's a subjective, it depends on the person. It's like a subjective type of benefit. It's not an objective.
And maybe you feel like maybe, like Delbert Shane and Miscavin. Did you say that?
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Okay, so let's keep it this way. I mean, this seems like the clearest explanation, okay? That if it's an objective thing that you can see is a permanent benefit, that you say is a malacha. But something that's subjective, that depends on the person, how well it will work, we don't look at that and say, that's a malacha. Okay? So what's the maskana? The maskana of the Gemara is what?
Anything that produces an outcome is considered a malacha.
Yes. In other words, the maskana is, we don't look at something and say, well, this is temporary, this is permanent. Right now, does the man feel better?
Yes.
If it is a benefit, even in a subjective way, we don't have to say, well, the benefit will last permanently. There's no such thing like that. In other words, we say, as long as there is a beneficial outcome, it doesn't matter if 10 minutes later he's going to be angry again, that's a new situation. You see? But as long as in his mind he has gained some benefit, that's considered a benefit. That's considered malacha. That is enough to make it into a malacha. Okay?
Good.
Yeah.
Could you say every mitzvah we get benefit for?
Well, a mitzvah, yes. Mitzvah right away, you know, that's a permanent benefit.
Right.
That the person has a benefit. But they're saying even a frame of mind, if he improves his frame of mind, feels a little better, that's also a benefit.
But these are physical benefits. These are not like actual long-run benefits. Like.
Not long-run, right. In other words, we don't care about the long run. We care right now. Does the action result in a benefit?
But how is this kriya of being angry a benefit? How is it a malacha if it's a benefit of the physicality, though? That's what I don't get.
Why can't...
How is that malacha if it's a benefit of physics?
Well, because every malacha has to be something that helps the person. So why isn't that a malacha?
But what about putting on tzitzis?
Oh, I see. Well, the malacha is only lamates malachas. You have to be doing one of those lama tests.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And there are a lot of things beneficial, but it has to be the lama tests that produce a benefit.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So now take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says a very unusual thing. Okay, so at this point the Gemara is very good. The Gemara says as long as the malacha produces a benefit, even if it only exists in his mind, and even if it's temporary, that doesn't matter. It's a beneficial action, then it's malacha. Okay? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says like this. Gemara says, okay, so it's three lines from the wide lines. Gemara says, V'kihai gavna mishari. Gemara says, but one second. Is such a thing permitted? Is a person permitted to do this? Okay, what's the problem? V'hatanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amar, Mishum Chilfa bar Igra, She'amar Mishum Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, Hamakare Begadav, Bechamaso, V'hamashaver Kalev Bechamaso. Okay, if a person rips his clothing in anger, or a person breaks kalim, breaks vessels in anger, v'hamafazer me'osav b'chamaso, or a person throws his money away in anger, yehei be'inecha ka'oved avodah zara. He's considered like an oved avodah zara. He's considered like an idol worshiper. In other words, take a look at Rashi. Okay? Rashi says like this. Well, one second, before you get to Rashi. In other words, a person is not permitted to allow himself to indulge in anger. Right? That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that there are two midos. Every mida, a person should be in the middle road. Right? A person shouldn't be overly generous, but shouldn't be stingy. He should be liberal, you know, somewhat generous, but not spendthrift. Okay? So every mida, a person should be in the middle, except for two midos. One mida is gaiva. A person should be an anav. You should go to the extreme, be very humble. And the other mida is anger. A person shouldn't be in the middle when it comes to anger. But on the contrary, the Rambam says anger is something a person should avoid at all costs. Because when a person gets angry, what does that mean? It means that he can't tolerate the way things are. But really, Yadus teaches a person that when he that in his life he has to accept reality. He has to intelligently look at the way things are, accept reality, and work with reality. Okay, when a person gets angry, it means he refuses to work with the given reality. Okay, he's confronted with the reality, and instead of confronting it and working with it, he tears a shirt. So it means, in frustration, he's decided he can't take the way things are. Okay, that's against Yadus. Because that's not the derech that the Yadus teaches. The Yadus teaches that when a person has something that's bothering him in reality, he has to work it out. Okay? But just to get angry is the wrong approach. Okay? That's why the Gemara says that's like avodah zara. Because what's the idea of avodah zara? People that practice avodah zara, it's basically they distort reality. Their emotions, they're frightened at the way things are, they're insecure, so they distort reality and they make up a new reality. Okay, so they manufacture gods that don't exist. Okay, but that's really the sin of avodah zara, that a person can't work with reality, so he wants to distort things. Okay, now the same thing, when a person gets angry, it means he can't take the way things are. That is, there's no room for. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, there is no room for anger. So therefore, a person is not permitted to indulge himself when he gets angry to vent it out. No, but he has to control himself and get down to the... Like Isaac was saying, it doesn't solve anything. A person has to get down to the source of the anger and remove his frustration. Okay? So the Gemara says that this is not permitted. Okay? Alright? It's not permitted to do that. Okay? But what I don't understand is one thing. That we're not discussing whether a person's allowed to get angry. We are discussing whether there is some kind of psychological enjoyment. A benefit, a psychological benefit when I get angry. That's all we said. So when a person gets angry, the Gemara said, there's a good feeling he gets. That's beneficial. Why is the Gemara asking whether it's Aser? Yeah, it's Aser. It's Aser to do Malacha on Shabbos. Oh. That's Aser too. I'm not allowed to rip my shirt on Shabbos, so that's Aser. So of course it's Aser to get angry too. But that wasn't the point. The point is that when I get angry, there's a benefit to me psychologically. I feel good. And that's what the Gemara was saying. And since I feel good and it creates a psychological benefit, that's malacha. Now, is it asur? Yeah, of course it's asur. But why is the Gemara asking this? What does that have to do with us?
The benefit itself is asur.
Yeah.
If you're benefiting, if it's asur, it's not a benefit then.
Why is it not a benefit?
For malacha, right?
Yeah.
The malacha, like the actual benefit, is not asur. But
okay,
like what? Like let's say, like for all other things, like the idea of getting I don't know benefit because you're gonna sew it up again.
Right.
That's not an asur. But for I guess to get angry and then to go down, that itself is asur. So.
But doesn't that still give the person a good feeling?
That doesn't make sense. Okay.
Right. It gives the person a good feeling, which the Gemara was saying was beneficial. Was some kind of benefit. They weren't saying it's mutter to do. Yes.
Maybe there is an idea of benefit. Maybe we have to understand what the benefit is.
Okay.
In terms of maybe there's a benefit for melacha and there's a benefit for who the person is. So maybe what it's saying is that you can't have benefit for a melacha. And maybe it's differentiating between the two things. Maybe that there's a benefit for melacha and there's a benefit for a person.
For the person. Okay. Yeah. Take a look at Rashi.
Wait 1 second.
You get it.
No, it's usher to break the things. It's usher to do that action.
Yeah.
So the benefit, like getting, removing the anger in that way, I guess, is usher.
It's usher, okay. It's usher, right? So it's usher for me to remove my anger by throwing Kalem down, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But does that mean that there's no benefit psychologically to me? Don't I feel better when I do it? It may be usher.
But it's also benefiting
me. But would you say that now there's no, it doesn't make me feel better? It doesn't give me a psychological lift?
I mean, it does, but like, do we see any other cases where, you know, where if you do something like let's say a malacha, and then that the benefit would be something usher and you'd be healthy because of that?
I don't know, but my only question is that we were discussing up till now that every malacha has to give a person some kind of enjoyment or benefit.
Okay.
And we decided that it's an enjoyment, it's a temporary enjoyment when a person's angry to rip his shirt. He enjoys it. Right?
Right.
So now the fact that it's asur or mutter, so what? I can enjoy a lot of things that are asur. If I want to eat a cheeseburger, it's asur. Does that mean there would not be any enjoyment? Yeah, there's enjoyment. Two separate questions. Yes.
Maybe when he's angry, he is not in his right state of mind. And maybe what his view, what the view of benefit is distorted.
Okay, you're getting close. Okay, very good. Take a look at Rashi. Okay? If you take a look at Rashi, he says like this. The Rashi's right across Mishare Vahatanya. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rashi says, Alma lav masakenhu. Implying it's not a benefit. Shemalamed umargil es yitzro lovelalov. Because he's teaching his yitzer hara to gain control over himself. Okay? So what's Rashi saying?
He's saying that he's not thinking completely. He's angry. It's more like
benefit.
His yitzer hara is taking over, so it's becoming stronger.
That's right. So he's saying it's not a benefit.
Right.
That's not a benefit. What's that?
It's actually destructive.
It's actually destructive because now his Yetzer Hara is gaining the upper hand on him. So that's not beneficial. Right? On the contrary, he's destroying himself. Now that he carried out his anger, now next time he'll have even more anger. Right? His anger will have a greater hold on him. So that's a destructive thing. Okay? Okay, so then I would just like to ask you a question. What did the Gemara think to begin with? Gemara the whole time is telling us that when a person rips his shirt and he takes out his anger, this is a masaking. This is great for him. It makes him feel good. It's a beneficial, it's a productive thing, right? Now the Gemara decides, no. You take out your anger, you're destroying yourself. So what did they think to begin with? What did the Gemara think to begin with? The Gemara didn't know this statement that anger is like a Avodah Zarah? So how could the Gemara possibly have said that when I get angry and rip my shirt, that's masaking, that's productive?
Because maybe there are different levels.
How could you think that? Next line it says this is like a Avodah Zarah. This is the worst thing. A person is destroying himself. How could the Gemara one line before say that's masaking? What's the Havmina? I'm saying, what's the Havmina? The Gemara didn't know this? That if I carry out my anger, I'm destroying my nefesh? My own neshama? It's as if I'm practicing Avodah Zarah? So how could the Gemara say that's Masakin? That's a benefit? How could you have a Havmina like that? Yeah.
Maybe because there's like different like levels of anger. Because sometimes you could be just like upset, then you could just be mad, or you could just be really upset.
Okay, very nice.
And maybe trying to tell you that even if you were at the smallest of anger,
yes,
that maybe if at the smallest of anger you would have thought that you would be that would probably be the Havamina. Come to tell you that no matter how angry you are, you still fight.
Okay, I understand. I understand what you're saying. You want to say that the Havamina held that there's a degree. In other words, under a certain degree, a small amount of anger wouldn't be a Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Okay, but the thing is, the Gemara didn't differentiate. When the Gemara said, if I tear for anger, it didn't say, I tear just out of small anger. It said, if I tear out of anger, that's considered masake. Because I'm making myself feel better. It didn't say, unless you're very angry. No, on the contrary, the more angry you are, the better you feel when you rip your shirt. You feel great now. A guy's really just going crazy. He rips his shirt. He feels great. And Gemara said, that's masakin. That's a positive thing. He's improving his state, right? Next line, the Gemara says, that's a Avodah Zarah. It's the worst thing for the guy. He just destroyed himself. He's dead now. I mean, I don't understand. What's the Havamina?
Havamina might be that it has to be like a kind of like, even though it's not tangible because like it's emotional, I'm saying, like, but like a real, like, before you had lots of anger and then it went down, right?
Right.
But
that's right.
But the mascara is more like, but and that just because it's making your yetzer stronger. I guess that is like, you know, as real as the benefit as making it as, you know, putting your anger down, which is a real concrete benefit.
Right? Reducing your anger. That's a concrete benefit. Okay.
Making it so it's more a little bit like in the long run.
Okay. Let me ask you this, okay? When I say that when you get angry and you you're training your Yetzer Hara to gain control over you. Okay, when I say that you're destroying yourself, which part are you destroying? Which part of man is being destroyed? When a person does that, and it's as if he's Oved Avodah Zarah, what part of his nature is he destroying?
His neshama.
He's destroying his philosophic, the part of him that the philosophic part, the part that comes, that the part that's looking for reality, his neshama, okay, that's the part he's destroying. But when the Gemara says that when I'm angry and I rip my shirt and now I vent my anger, that's a beneficial thing. In what? Which
in
part of man? What?
In a physical way.
In the psychological.
Using the halacha works.
Oh, yeah. Psychologically, it's a benefit, but philosophically, it's a harm. That's what they're saying. In other words, it's a benefit to one part of man. Which part of man? The psychological part. When I rip my shirt, psychologically, it helps me because it reduces my state of frustration.
Right.
Now I feel at ease. But philosophically, I hurt myself. Because what happens is I taught myself to deny reality. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara in the Havamina was saying that psychologically it's a benefit. As long as it's a benefit for one part of man, that's all we care about. Melacha worries about... Melacha's not... When we talk about Melecha Shabbos, it's not a philosophic thing. This is halachic. Halachically, is there one part of man that benefited? Yes. Philosophically, it's bad. That's philosophy. But halachically, we want to know, is there any benefit for any part of man? Yes, psychologically, he feels much better. That's a benefit.
Usually halacha operates within those parameters.
What's that?
Usually halacha operates within like those parameters, like the psychological, like the physical.
Physical, that's right, exactly right. That's right. So physically and psychologically, the guy's much better off. Okay? But philosophically, he's worse off. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara in the Havamina said that the halachic parameters is physically, is it a benefit? Philosophically, listen, that's his cheshbon, that's between him and God. But physically, is there a benefit? Yes. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, you got a benefit.
What's the maskana?
What's the maskana? You tell me the maskana means no, we look at his philosophy. I mean, what do you mean? Physically, you helped him. So what's the maskana?
The long run, it's gonna happen to him again.
Long run, you can't look at long run. Right now, we don't know what's gonna happen in 10 years from now. Listen, but right now, physically, was he helped? Yes.
That's gonna continue.
What's that?
That's gonna continue.
That's the long run. But right now, did the malacha help him? Yes. So it's malacha.
Yeah.
What's the maskana? The maskana is philosophically. I mean, philosophically, what do you mean? Like you're saying, you look at this. The physical man, the psychological man, right now.
Right.
So what's the maskana? What do you say?
I can't say potentially, because that's long run.
Potential is long run. Right now, what happened?
It's a fix.
What's that?
It was a fix.
It's a fix, right? Oh, so why does the Gemara bring in the philosophy? Philosophic man? Because the Gemara is saying one thing. You can't split man up. Man is one entity. You're trying to say you helped his arm. What kind of a thing is that? A benefit to an object, whenever I have an object, an entity, if I say I benefit the entity, you have to talk about the entity as a whole. You can't split up half the entity and say, well, I helped this emotion, but overall he's destroyed. Man is one unified entity. You can't split him up. So that's the maskana. The maskana is saying that when you want to evaluate, is there a benefit, you have to look at the entity as a whole. Now, the entity as a whole, is he benefited? No, he's not, because part of man is his mind, is his intellect. And if you're destroying his intellect, then you can't call that a benefit. So the Havamina was saying you could look at man as parts. I could take man and say, well, I helped his emotion. That's a benefit. The maskana is saying you can't split him up. He's one entity. The question is, when you're evaluating malacha, the results of malacha, could you look at the results in parts, or you have to look at the results as one unified whole?
If you look at one unified whole, you still have two things. You still have the benefit of the motion and the benefit of the yitzah. So
the harm. Like, you have the harm versus the benefit.
I'm saying, like, if you look at it as... Still, if you look at it as one entity, you still come away with you still come away with the benefit.
What's that?
You still come away with the benefit if you look at him as one
entity. Then what? Then you come away as benefit. Why?
Because he doesn't have anger anymore. Still is a benefit.
Okay.
It's a psychological thing.
Okay.
So it's still a benefit. Why is saying that it's one entity going to help him?
Okay. So why does that help if I say one entity?
I don't know. I mean, you could say that still, you know, his yetzer won't be able to come over.
When you talk about his yetzer, are you talking about one entity or two entities?
Talking about, I mean, if you're going to say the whole, like, a person is like one thing, right?
You say a person is one thing, right? So you're saying his yetzer was still benefited, right?
Yetzer was not benefited, his emotions
were
benefited.
Emotions were benefited, right? But his yetzer was hurt, was harmed.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Right? Okay, but now you're not treating him as one entity, because then you're saying if he's one entity, could one thing be harmed and helped at the same time?
Okay, I mean, so but then it doesn't make sense.
Can you have two opposites?
Yeah, well, you do. You have the yetzer and the...
But when I say that man is harmed in one way and helped in another way, am I treating him like one entity or two entities? Am
two.
I splitting him in two or treating him as one?
One, but they're two different things.
I have to be breaking them up.
So what's the problem with that? That's what the Gemara has to... I mean, you have to stand... Like,
question is, can you break up an entity?
Question is, if you could combine something that has multiple parts. It has multiple parts. You can argue with that.
Cause that's right.
Still, that there is still... Emotion, like the emotional thing, is getting benefited. So if you're going to say that the man is one entity, so why?
Let me give you an example. Okay, let's say you say that man is one entity. Okay, now he has a disease. I have to cut the man's arm off. Did I hurt the man or help him?
Yeah.
I helped him, right? But if I look at his arm, you say, well, that part of him got hurt. right? But overall, he's helped. Right. Because in terms of his essence, I say that that destructive action to his arm, that's if you look at the part. But if I look at man as the on the whole, I say, all I did was help him. There was no harm at all.
I mean, you could use that for anywhere in halacha. We see, I mean, there's a match up because,
what?
Let's say like someone, it's a benefit for him. You think, oh, like let's say in general we see in halacha, it'll be a benefit because he'll gain X amount of money, right? And you say, well, no, because, you know, maybe he'll become too much into money. So in the long run, if you look at man as one big entity, it's not going to help him out.
That's right.
So, but we don't say that. We say that, give him the money because he wants the money.
Well, like, what kind of a case? Give me a
case. I'm saying, like, let's say, I just think, like, in general, you see, like, let's say there's going to be a loss to a person, right? Or you could do a gain for a person. Like, you can't make him do a loss, even though, like, how...
And you can't take money from him, even though it'll help you, as you say?
Right.
It'd be considered gazelle.
Not necessarily that type of case, I'm saying, like, in general, you'll see, like objectively in halakha, you'll see gaining money equals benefit, right? So, forget giving a case. Like, I don't really know enough to give a case.
Okay.
But, like, generally in halakha, we see getting more money or getting a better steak or getting, let's say, like, getting a better, I don't know, we make a bracha on a better wine or something, right?
Okay.
Like, we see, like, something better physically equals better objective than deal. Doesn't matter if he's going to become more into the physical then because he has all this more money now, all this better food.
Right.
So it seems like we treat him like...
Okay, so very nice. So just, I just want to know, so according to that, how do you read Rashi? Because Rashi says, Mishare v'hatanya. Rashi says, Ama lav masakin hu. Shemalamed umargel es yitzro love all of. Okay. So isn't Rashi saying that ultimately you harmed the man?
Right.
Right? Correct?
Right.
Yeah. So therefore, isn't that what he's saying? He's saying that in terms of the man as a whole, if I look at the man as a whole, I harmed him.
Is this the Maskana of the Gemara?
Yes. Okay.
Seems strange.
Okay. Well, think about it. I mean, I'm not, in other words, I'm just going according to what Rosh is saying.
Right.
Now, there is, what you are saying, there is a Rishon that that is in line exactly with what you say. I'm just saying that Rashi doesn't seem to be learning that way. Rashi seems to be learning that we look at the man as a whole. As a whole, you've harmed him. Okay, because even though right now he's getting a benefit, you see, but now you're being margal his yetzer.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know if we should start the Rambam now. Or maybe we should wait till next time. But if you want to look over the Rambam, why don't you do this? Look over the Rambam. You look over it, on your own. And see what you can make of the Rambam. And then when we come back next time, we'll see what you... Okay? The Rambam's Perek Yud Halacha Yud. In Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, take a look at the Rambam and see what the problems are in the Rambam. Okay? And if the Rambam fits into what we've said in this Gemara here. Okay, it's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud. Okay, maybe we'll do it, but we won't. Let's just read through the Rambam, but we won't try to solve the problems, but let's just read through the Rambam and take a look at the problems. Okay? If you take a look at the Rambam, it's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Shabbos.
So you look at the Sanah.
You have it on your phone?
I'm going to put it in there.
Okay, so it's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, and it's...
I think your finger's covering.
Okay, it's the last two lines in the Rambam. He says, Hakareya b'chamaso. If a person tears in anger, O al mace, or, you got it?
Yeah.
Jake, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Isaac, you got it?
Is this a...
Getting,
which one are we up to? Yud?
It's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud.
Okay, Yud.
What's that? Is that a Rambam?
Is it a Korea could they live for?
Here, here's Rambam. What is that? That's Shabbos?
That's a Gemara.
Oh, it's a Gemara. Okay. Okay, so it's you got it. It's Manam. It's Manam. It's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud. Okay. So he says like this: Hakareya kedei lit for shtei tefiros. Person tears in order to sew two stitches. Okay, almanas lit for shtei tefiros chayv. Okay, then he says like this: Aval hakareya lahafsida. Person tears to destroy potter. Mipnei shehu makalko. That's destructive. Hakareya bechamaso. Person tears in anger. O al mace, or because of a mace, shehu chayev the kral of, that he's chayev to decree on, chayev, he's chayev, that's, he's chayev for that malacha. Why? That's what the Rambam says. This goes against everything, the whole Gemara. He says, midnei shemei yashiv es daito bedavar zeh.
He's not thinking.
Because he's clearing his mind, v'anuach yitzro, and he's satisfying his yetzer, v'hoel v'chamaso shocheves b'davar zeh, since his anger is removed through this, in other words, he satisfied his anger, vented his anger, harehu k'mesaken v'chayev. This is a benefit in his chayev. So the Rambam is erasing everything that the Gemara has just said.
It's just erasing the objection.
He's erasing the whole maskana of the Gemara. The whole maskana of the Gemara is, that's a avodah zarah. That's not a benefit, that's a harm. The Rambam is saying, no. That's beneficial. He vented his anger, feels great, that's a good benefit. It's exactly against the Gemara.
Didn't it say a maskana, is it like just an objection?
Don't no, that's the maskana of the Gemara. If you read further, we didn't read but the last line, but that's the maskana of the Gemara. Okay? So the Rambam goes against the maskana of the Gemara. Okay? So just maybe go over it, see what... If you can understand how the Rambam could say this, and if you take a look in the Magid Mishnah, he brings up this problem and he gives an answer. Okay, but if you want, take a look at it for next time, or we'll go through it next time. Either way, but this way, you can see what you think. Okay. All right, so let's stop here. I think I pressed this.